This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You've heard the cynic's take on social networks, right? If you don't know what the product is in a social network, you're it. You and your data are how Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and all the rest of them make money, mostly by selling us out to advertisers who then clutter up our feeds with ads. It's crazy-making, right? But it's also a business opportunity. A startup social network called Elo promises not to show us ads or mine our data, and it looks like consumers desperately want in. The site says it's been getting 45,000 sign-up requests every hour today, which is great for them, but how are they going to pay for it? Marketplace's Queenie Kim has more on that.
People are calling Elo the new Facebook, but it's sort of like a stripped-down blog where you can invite friends to join. And you don't have to use your real name, unlike that other social network. It's in beta right now, and so you need an invite. When you request one, you have to agree with its manifesto, which boils down to this. You are not a product, and Elo won't sell your data. So, how are they going to pay for this? Paul Butnitz is a CEO and co-founder of Elo.
We're not trying to get everyone on Earth on Elo. It doesn't have to be worth $30 billion to be successful. It can just be a good business.
Butnitz says Elo won't be charging. Instead, it plans to sell special features, like tools to manage multiple accounts or emojis and stickers. Roseanne Winsek is a venture capitalist with Canaan Partners, and she says there's money to be made in hawking those goods. But Winsek says if Elo plans to accept the 45,000 invitations it claims to be getting every hour, the social network will need big money.
I think it would be hard to have investors and a ton of users and a ton of data on your users and then say that you're not going to use that data to make money in a really well-known, lucrative way.
Brett Koff is the CEO of Remind, a messaging app that's aimed at teachers and students. Like Elo, Remind doesn't sell advertising or user data. Koff says while it might be hard to get mass consumers to pay for privacy, there are businesses that'll shell out money for it.
Like in education or in healthcare, there are real privacy concerns.
And he says if there are real privacy concerns, people are willing to pay real money for it. In San Francisco, I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.